Okay, Hanukkah. We have a very central mitzvah on Hanukkah. That's the lighting of the menorah, or the Hanukkiah, as it's called. There's only two festivals, I mean, apart from Yom Tov. Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. There's really two lightings of the menorah. There's the lighting of the menorah on Hanukkah, and the lighting of your nearest Shabbos. Both represent Hashrat HaShchina. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says there was a nace every day in the Beis HaMikdash. What was the nace? They would start lighting the Ner HaMa'arabi, the eastern light of the menorah, right? And when the next day came, that light of the Ner HaMa'arabi would still be a light. The rest of the Neros would not be, but this one, which was lit first, would still be a light. I.e., says Chazal, that Neis was to show that Shechina shore b'Klal Yisrael. That the Shechina is present in Klal Yisrael. I.e., the menorah represents, with this Neis of the Ner HaMa'arabi, represents Hashrat Shechina. That's why. When we see by the Imahot, right? Sarah, Rivka, and Rachel, we see that part of the nes of the Imahot, there were three nesim, Bracha Be'isa, a blessing in the bread, Parnasa, right? Connected the man, the Kaisel God, the Ner Doleg, Me'erev Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos, that's Hashrat Shechina, that's connected to the menorah. And Anan, Kashur, the Anan, the cloud, Kashur Oil, which represents the protection, right? The protection, the outer protection of Klal Yisrael, the protection of the Ananei HaKavod. Okay? The normal place for the menorah is in the Kodesh. Right, there's the Kodesh, the Holies, and then there's Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. I.e., the place for the menorah is within, is inside. The place of the Neiros Dolkot, we're in Oel Sara, in Oel Rivka, inside Oel of Rachel. So what's this mitzvah of lighting a menorah in the Rishus HaRabim? What's this concept? Shabbos, we understand. Shabbos, you're lighting a menorah inside your home. The home represents the Mikdash Ma'at, the small base of Mikdash, right? Shabbos is the concept of Mikdash Bezman. You have, just as you have a base of Mikdash B'Mokom, right? The place of Hashrat Shechina. So Shabbos is a special day of Hashrat Shechina. We have a Neshama Yetera. Right? And in Zman, in time, Shabbos is like the Beis HaMikdash. That's why on Shabbos we don't do the Avodas of Beis HaMikdash, because it's connected the Mishkan in Zman, in time. So the perfect place to place menorah is inside the home, which represents the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. What is this Chiddush of Hanukkah? What is this Chiddush of Hanukkah? Lighting the menorah outside. Now, I'm going to read a Gemara. So Gemara says, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "My Chanukah." So Rashi explains, "What do you mean, my Chanukah? What is Chanukah?" Rashi explains, "Al Ezen Nes Kavua." On which Nes did they fix the holiday of Chanukah? So the Gemara says, "The Tanu Rabbanan, our rabbis teach us, Bekaf Hei Bekislev." Yomei de Chanukah, days of Chanukah, Timanya Inun, they are 8 days. The Lola Mispet Behon, you can't give Hespet on, because the days of Simcha. The Lola Tanot Behon, you can't fasten them. It's the same reason. Shekeshenichnesu Yevanim Lehechal, when the Yevanim, the Greeks, entered the Hechal, that's the place of the menorah, Timu Kol Hashmanim, they made impure all the oils, shebehecha, v'kishegavra malchut beit chashmonai. And when the house of chashmonayim v'mitgaber v'nitzchum, and they fought them, badku v'lo matzu ele pach echad shel shemen, they only found one pach of shemen. Shahaya munach b'chotamo shel kohen gadol, that was with the chotam, the seal of the kohen gadol. V'lo haya bo ele ladlik yom echad, there was only sufficient oil to light one day. Nase bo neis, there was a neis. V'diku menu shmone yomim, there were 8 days of lighting. The neis was what? That the candle lit for longer. That's domed to the neis, like we said before, of the Ne'er Ma'aravi. It lasted longer, alpi neis. L'shana acheret, the next year, kav'um v'asum yamim tovim, is it yamim tovim, b'halel v'hoda'a, in praise, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the end of this brisa. Now, what is it telling us here? That the whole Neis of Chanukah, the whole Nitzachon, the whole fight against the Yavan was embodied in this Neis of Chanukah. What does Yavan represent? So we know. Yavan is, if you look at it, it's Yud, Vav, Nun. Right? Yud is Chochmah, Vav is Tiferet, it's coming down further from Chochmah, coming down into the body, and Nun represents going all the way down. Nun represents Malchus, but also there's two types of Malchus. The Malchus of Yavan connect the Malchus of Yisrael. The Malchus of Yavan represents Nun Shari Bina. There's 50 days till Matan Torah, because in Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael reach the highest level that a person can reach through Matan Torah. And then, connected that, against that, there's Nun Shari Tumah. There's 50 levels of impurity. Yavan represented those 50 levels of impurity. Yavan represented what's called Chochmas Chitzonius. The beginning of what you would call the age of science. Even the word for science comes from Yavan. This whole concept of looking at the world and seeing the world for what it is, apart from a creator, that came from Yavan. So now we need to understand what was there in the menorah that fought Chochmas Yavan. Chochmas Yavan, right, represent the outer Chochmah, the external Chochmah, not connected with Torah Hashem. And that's the beginning of what we call the Haskalah. All of Haskalah, all of this concept of the world is the way it world, Olam Kamin Hagonoheg, the world works in of itself, the eternality of time, no creator, disconnect from the world, what you see is what's real. That all came from Yavan. I mean, it came after, you know, to the Western world, to Aesop. But the shorish of all of these things is Yavan, in terms of where it came from. Says the Shemesh Shmuel, why was Hanukkah the day of Kaf Hei Kislev? On Kaf Hei Elul was the first day of creation. What was created on the first day of creation? Vayehi Or. Let there be light. When on Rosh Hashanah we say Hayom Harat Olam. Today is the pregnancy of the world. Harat is Lishon Herayon, pregnancy. The world became impregnated. Ayin. Kaf Hei Elul, after 3 months, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, you have, right? Kaf Hei Kislev. 3 months of a pregnancy represents Hukah Havlad. The child is recognizable. I.e., the awe that was created on Kaf Hei Elul now becomes recognizable in the world. That's Oro Shel Mashiach. The awe of Mashiach, the awe HaPnimi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says the awe that was created on the first day was awe Ruchani, was spiritual awe. It was the awe She'atid Tzadikim are going to be Ne'ene Meziv Ashchina. It's awe of Olam Haba. The awe of Olam Haba. That awe is what became recognizable on Kaf Hei, to a certain extent, on Kaf Hei. Kislev. Oro Shel Mashiach. Why Oro Shel Mashiach? Because the awe that brings Mashiach, right, is the awe that brings us to Olam Haba, to that level of Olam Haba, which represents this awe. So the awe of Chanukah is an awe pnimi. It's an internal awe. It's an internal light. Not an external light. It's an internal light. Says the Chasam Sofer, and many people after him, that on Chanukah was the Chiddush of Teres HaKabbalah. Teres HaKabbalah, says the Arizal in his Hakdama, Teres HaKabbalah is to bring on Yemot HaMashiach. It's called Teres Mashiach. To bring us to an understanding of the internality, the inner worlds, the Hanhaga of the inner worlds, so that that brings us to an understanding of Yemot HaMashiach and Olam Haba. Ayat Teres Olam Haba. Gemara, Pshat, is Teres Olam Hazeh. Kabbalah is Teres Olam Haba. Okay? So on Chanukah, the menorah, which represents Hashrat Shechina, represents this awe of the first day of creation. This awe was, which was ganuz, letzadikim latid lavo. The awe pnimi, the internal awe, the internal light of the world. The fighting of Chochmas Yavan, the fighting of Chochma Chitzonius, external wisdom, is with Chochmas Pnimis, is with internal wisdom, i.e., just as there's physics and an understanding of the physics of the physical world, there's metaphysics, an understanding of the spiritual world, which its chitzonius is the physics. Its external expression is the physics. Either metaphysics is the internal understanding of the world, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu connects to the world. And the external physics, the external understanding of the world, is that's what's represented in Chochmas Yavan. Chochmas Yavan wasn't wrong. Chochmas Yavan needed to be fixed. Saying that the world is a world in of itself, without any connection to its creator, is that's exactly what we mean by impurity. The word for tumah, the word for impurity, is tet mem aleph. It's the same letters as atima. Atima means mechuseh, to be covered, to be disconnected. Yavan was the Chochmas Yavan was to disconnect us from our Creator, disconnect us from the Or Pnimi, the Or Haganus, the Tzadikim Latid Lavo. Came Chanukah, came the Gilui, the revelation of the Or of Chanukah, Or of Shem Mashiach, and it revealed to us the metaphysics, Chochmas HaPnimi, the internal Chochmah, which now, with that internal Chochmah, the external Chochmah is meshubad, is like explained in regards. And now, the external Chochmah has a neshama, has a not only a guf, it has a pnim, has an internality. And that's the tikkun, that's the fixing of Chochmas Yavan. And that's what is represented in the menorah. Now, this needs to be explained. We still haven't explained why 8 days. Why did it light for 8 days? So explain it. We say, on Chanukah, Yemei Shmona, Yemei Bina, right? Yemei Bina, Yemei Shmona. Okay? Shmona, in terms of what's called the spheres, so you have Zayin Tachtonim, you have the seven lower spheres, from Chesed to Malchus. The sphere, that's the sphere of the Minhag Olam Kminhago Noheg. The world has what's called Hanhagas HaMishpat, the lower Hanhaga. The lower Hanhaga of Mida Keneged Mida. A person does an Avera, he gets punished. There's Rachamim, there's time, but he gets punished. A person does a mitzvah, he gets schar. The Olam above, i.e. the Olam above the Zion, the lower worlds, the lower Midas, the Midas HaMishpat, it's called Midas HaMishpat, the world above is the world of Bina, it's the world of man's higher persona. The world of Bina is called the world of Olam Abba, because the Olam Abba of a man is created through his connection to his higher persona, through his higher levels, his neshama, his soul. Chanukah is Shmona, right? It represents, the Maharal really says this, Maharal says it in his own Lashon. Seven represents the 7 days of the week. The eighth day is beyond the seven. It represents beyond the physicality of the week. It represents the more the spiritual worlds, i.e. Olam Haba. So, the awe of Hanukkah, Dafka, lasted for 8 days, right? The menorah in the Beis HaMikdash has seven branches. It represents this Olam HaMishpat. Hanukkah represents that one day more than seven, because it's the connecting to Olam Haba, the connecting to Yemei Bina, the connecting to the higher level of man's persona. That higher level is the Pnim, is the internality of man. That internality of man is man's connection to his Creator and to his Olam Haba. That was the Chiddush of the 8 days of Chanukah. That's why Dafka 8 days. So why is this menorah? Why is this menorah lit outside in the Rishus HaRabim? The Gemara says here in above, it says here in Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, what's the time for lighting Chanukah? So Gemara says, Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. It's lit from Mishetishka Achama, from when the night time, Shkia, sunset, Ad shetichle regel min hashuk, until this tichle, that's finished, regel min hashuk. Rashi says, the Gemara says, regla de Talmudoi, right? The regla of Talmudoi, Rashi explains here, psule kahal. These are people who come at the end of the day, right? And these were melakta eitzim, dakim, actually it's Rashi and Yevamos, it says psule kahal. Rashi and Yevamos says they were psule kahal. Now I'm going to explain this. Chanukah, first of all, is not lit in a Rishus HaYachid at home. It's lit outside in Rishus HaRabim. What's the difference between Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabim? The word Rishus HaYachid represents Yichudo Shel Olam. Man in his home, a Jewish home, represents the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e. the Mishkan. Man's Mishkan. We light on Shabbos a Chanukiah, near Shabbos, which represents the menorah in our home. That makes sense. Rishus HaRabim is a place of everyone. All types of people in Rishus HaRabim. Even Talmudai, Psule Kahal, people who aren't necessarily connected, right? It's a place of disconnection. Like you say today, you know, so you meet all the different types of people. You don't, there's no yichud. Rishus HaRabim is there's many, many days, there's many, many ways of connecting or disconnecting. It's a place of disconnection. The Makor is actually in the Arizal. The Arizal says that the Yichud of the Rishus HaYochid represents Olam HaTikun, the world in its fixed form, because it represents the Yichudo Shel Olam, the connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whereas the Rishus HaRabim represents a place of Rabim, a place of many, many days, right? That's it's plural. That's why Avodah Zarah is plural. Elohim, right? Elohim, which is Avodah Zarah, is plural. Many gods. Many people with many gods, many days. That's what represents the Rishus HaRabim. It represents a place of where there's no Yichud, where there's no connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So now we have to understand, why is the Chanukiah put in such a place? The Ne'er Shabbos put inside the home makes sense. That's the place of Yichud Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yichudo Shel Olam, place of an Olam HaTikun, represents Beis HaMikdash, a Jewish home. Rishus HaRabim, the plurality of the Rabim, the place of Avodah Zarah, Elohim Acherim, right? That plurality, why would a Chanukiah be placed there? What's the point of it? Says the Midrash, that when we have a Midrash in Parshas Bereishis, it says, V'choshech al pnei hatahom. There was darkness al pnei hatahom. Choshech, choshech means darkness. Choshech zu yavan. This is the Greeks. Shechshichu einehem shel Yisrael v'gzerotav. They darken the eyes of the Jewish people, eyes, with their gzerot. Because what their main thing was to shetishtakach Torah miYisrael, so the light of Torah would be forgotten for the Jewish people, i.e., believe in the physics of the world and not the metaphysics, not the pnim of the world. Right? That's the whole milchama of Yavan was not a physical war. They didn't want to kill us. They wanted to kill us spiritually. Until today, that's the war of the emancipation. That's the war of assimilation. That's the shorish of it is Yavan. The shor and the tikkun of it is Chanukah. The fixing of it is Chanukah. So now we have to understand, what does Chanukah represent? Chanukah represents the awe, the internal awe of the Torah, that's put into the Rishus HaRabim. It goes down into the lower worlds. And it's me'ir in the lower worlds. It gives light into the lower worlds. What light? Only the light of Mashiach. Only the light of the metaphysics, the internality of the world is protected in the lower worlds. Only that light can bring back even the Psulei Kahal, even the Talmudoi, who represent that part of Klal Yisrael who are lost, who intermarried, who are lost. Chanukah represents that concept of bringing back, fixing even that which is possible, which is improper and lost. That's the koach of Chanukah. That's why Dafka, the Ner of Chanukah, has to be lit at night, connected the choshech of Yavan, against the darkness of Yavan, to give light to that darkness, and through that light to bring back all those lost souls. That's the whole concept of Chanukah. That's the concept of the Shekhinah, the menorah of Chanukah. The only light that can do that is the light of Bina, the light of Olam Haba, the light of Mashiach, Oro Shel Mashiach. And this is the light, this is the Kufa, this is the period of time that we're living in. We're living in what's called Alpayim Yemot Mashiach. And we're living in the time when, after the Beis HaMikdash, which was destroyed, which is called Oro Shel Olam, the light of the world, when the light of the world was destroyed, we live in the darkness of Tohu Vavohu, of complete desolation. We need the awe of Chanukah, the Torah of Chanukah, the Torah of Yemot Mashiach, to bring back all those lost souls and bring them back to connection, bring back them home. That's the light of Chanukah. The Gemara now later on speaks about pasuk in Chumash that we always read in Hanukkah. It's always read just before Hanukkah. It's the pasuk about Yosef, that Yosef was put into a bor. You see in the whole story of Yosef, the many, many times Yosef was put into a bor, into a pit. Here he's put into the pit of by his brothers. So the Gemara says, yeah? Darash Rav Natan Bamin Yomi Mishmei Durav Tenachum. Mai Dichti, what is it written? Habor Reik, the bor was empty. Ein bo mayim, and it doesn't have water. So what is it telling me? It's empty and it doesn't have water. Mimashma shenema borek. I know if the bore is empty, it doesn't have water. Any yodei shein bo mayim, if it's empty, it doesn't have any water in it. So why is the pasuk telling me it's empty and it doesn't have mayim? Ela ma talmud lomar. What's coming to tell you? Ein bo mayim. It doesn't have any water in it. It's empty from water. That's what it means, empty. It's only empty from water. Mayim ein bo, ava nechashim v'akrovim yesh bo. But snakes and scorpions, there is in it. This was the bor that the Shvatim put Yosef in to see if he was a tzaddik or not. Because if he was a tzaddik, they wouldn't harm him. These mazikim would not harm him. But this was the bor that Yosef was put in. Yosef represents Oro Shel Chanukah, the light of Chanukah. Why I mean that? Yosef is Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef is the concept of Mashiach ben Yosef. Yosef, his name, Yosef li ben Acher, at me another son. Yosef is the Ma'asef. He's the one who gathers all the bar, all the lost sparks. Right? The Ovah Shemesh says this. All the lost sparks that are lost in the bor. All those lost sparks who are lost in the lower worlds. That's what the bor represents. The place of the Yetzirah, Nachashim v'Akravim. The Nachash and the Akrav, the two facets of the Yetzirah. That's why we always have the Parsha of Yosef, the Parshas v'Yeshev, on Chanukah. That's why this Gemara of Yosef comes in Chanukah. Because Yosef is the Koach, says the Arizal, who was the one who revealed Teres HaPnimius, the internal terror, explained it to us. It was revealed already before. It was revealed, like we're saying, that the Sharish was Chanukah. He was Mashiach ben Yosef. So you do it, the Arizal was Mashiach ben Yosef. Teres HaKabbalah is Teres Yosef. The koach to bring people back is to show that the chitzonius of this world, the externalities of this world, has a pnim, has an internality which is an explanation of that externality. That's how we fight Chochmas Yavan. We fight Chochmas Yavan by showing the people who are far away that their life of externality, their life of physicality has a pnim, has an internality, has a beauty. The yofi of Yosef, the beauty of Yosef, is the beauty of the understanding of the internal world, which explains the external world. That beauty is coming to fight the yofi of Yefet, from which came Yavan. That's our fight in our generation. Our fight to bring people who are distant back to the Torah is a fight of Chochmah. It's not a physical fight. We're fighting the world to show, when the world tells us that all there is this physical world that came about in of itself, we're saying, no, there's a pnim, there's an internal world. Man has a soul that explains his desires. Man has an internal world. There's a metaphysical world that explains the physical world. And the yofi, the beauty of that explanation, that explains the external world through the metaphysics of the world, through the gilui of Teres HaSod, through the gilui of Teres HaKabbalah. That beauty of Yosef, brings us to the awe, the light of Hanukkah, Oro Shel Mashiach, the light of Mashiach, that Kol Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, is ne'esaf, is gathered and brought back to their source. That's what the menorah, the ner of Hanukkah, represents.